You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Sadducees. The Sadducees, also known as the Zadokites or Zadokim in Hebrew, were a group of priests who were opposed to the Pharisees. The group was founded in the 2nd century BCE and ceased to exist after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash in 70 CE. The Hebrew name Zadokim indicates that this group were students and followers of the Kohen Gadol Zadok, who anointed Solomon king at the start of the first Beit HaMikdash. Zadok was the high priest during the reign of King David. Zadok is associated with Abiathar in 2 Samuel 20 verse 25 and with his son in 2 Samuel 8 verse 17. It is hypothesized that Zadok officiated in the Mikdash at Gibeon while the sons of Eli were stationed as high priest in Jerusalem or Shiloh. A division of functions such as this is, however, very doubtful. It is more probable that Zadok won equality of rank with the sons of Eli by gaining favor with David. During the rebellion of Absalom, Zadok and the Levites wanted to accompany David, but remained in Jerusalem at his behest. On the suppression of the rebellion, King David sent Zadok and Abiathar to the leaders of Judah, urging them to quickly bring the king back, in 2 Samuel 19 verse 12. Zadok again proved his loyalty to King David when he espoused the cause of Solomon against that of Adonijah in 1 Kings 1 verse 8. In gratitude, King David appointed Zadok sole Kohen Gadol, 1 Kings 2 verse 35. Reliable historical data show that the high priesthood remained in the hands of the Zadokim until the rise of the Maccabees. The Sadducees represented the aristocratic group of the Hasmonean, or the Maccabees, high priests, who replaced the previous Kohen Gadol lineage. The previous priestly lineage was blamed for permitting the desecration of the Beit HaMikdash and the murder of the non-Hellenistic Jews. The Hasmoneans ruled as priest kings and became increasingly influenced by the Hellenist and Greek philosophies, especially Epicureanism and Stoicism. In Talmudic tradition, the anti-Torah philosophy of the Apikoursis refers to the Hasmonean sect, later known as the Sadducees. The Apikoursis, like the Epicureans, rejected the existence of an afterlife and the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead. Most of what is known about the Sadducees comes from Josephus. In his book, War of the Jews, Book 2, Chapter 8, it reads, "For there are three philosophical sects among the Jews, the followers of the first, which are the Pharisees, of the second, the Sadducees, and the third sect, which pretends to be a severe discipline, are called Essenes. But the Sadducees are those that compose the second order, and take away fate entirely, and suppose that God is not concerned in our doing or not doing what is evil. And they say that to act what is good or what is evil is at men's own choice, and that the one or the other belongs so to everyone, that they may act as they please. They also take away the belief of the immortal duration of the soul, and the punishments and rewards in Hades. Moreover, the Pharisees are friendly to one another, and are for the exercise of concord and regard for the public, but the behavior of the Sadducees, one towards another, is in some degree wild, and their conversation with those that are of their own party is as barbarous as if they were strangers to them." Among the rabbis of the 2nd century CE, a legend about the origins of the Sadducees became popular. It is said that Antigonus of Sako, successor of Simon the Just, the last of the men of the Great Assembly, taught the maxim, "Be not like servants who serve their master for the sake of a reward, but be rather like those who serve without thought of receiving a reward." Parkeavot 1, 3. According to one of his disciples, Zadok and Botus used this maxim to arrive at the conclusion that there was no future retribution. They broke with the teachings of the men of the Great Assembly and lived lavishly. They both established schools that declared the enjoyment of life to be the goal of man. These two schools became known as the Tzaddikim, or Sadducees, and the Boetians. The Sadducees followed the Torah literally and rejected the traditions of the fathers that were considered law by the Pharisees. For this reason, later rabbinic sources picture them as rejecting the oral law. However, the notion promulgated by some church fathers that the Sadducees accepted only the Torah as authoritative, rejecting the prophets and the emergent corpus of writings, is unsubstantiated by an earlier source. An example of this differing approach is the interpretation of the law of retribution. Leviticus 24 verses 19 and 20 read, "And a man who inflicts an injury upon his fellow man, just as he did, so shall be done to him, namely fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he inflicted an injury upon a person, so shall it be inflicted upon him." Most followers of the Pharisees rejected the idea that this was to be taken literally. They instituted the idea that the value of an eye, tooth, etc. was to be paid by the perpetrator, rather than actually removing his eye, tooth, etc. The Sadducees, however, viewed this law as literal, which meant that if someone caused injury to a person, that same injury should be meted out upon the perpetrator. In his work, Dorot HaRishonim, Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi suggested that there was evidence of a Sadducee sect from the times of Ezra. The Sadducees emerged as a major force, however, only after the Hasmonean Rebellion. Rabbi HaLevi explains that the reason for this was that a complete rejection of Judaism would not have been tolerated under the Hasmonean rule. Therefore, the Hellenists joined the Sadducees, maintaining that they did not reject Judaism, but simply rejected Pharisaic or rabbinic law. Thus, the Sadducees were more a political party than a religious sect. There is evidence that there was an internal schism among the Sadducees. There were two main subgroups, one group who rejected angels, the soul, and resurrection, and another group who accepted these teachings. There is a clue in the halachic letter and the Zadokite fragments from the Dead Sea Scrolls that leads one to believe that the group we now know as the Essenes are in fact a subgroup of the Sadducees that believe in angels, the soul, and resurrection. When Mishnaic texts preserve Pharisee-Sadducee conflicts over the same matters discussed in the halachic letter, the views of the letter's authors match those of the Sadducees. Only one possible explanation can be offered for this phenomenon. The earliest members of the sect must have been Sadducees, unwilling to accept the status quo established in the aftermath of the Maccabean revolt. The Sadducees' criminal jurisdiction was so rigorous that the day on which their code was abolished during the reign of Salome Alexandra was celebrated as a festival. The Sadducees are said to have insisted on the literal execution of the law of retaliation, as already stated. However, they also would inflict the death penalty on false witnesses in a case where capital punishment had been wrongfully carried out, unless the accused had been executed solely as a consequence of the testimony of such witnesses. According to the Talmud, the Sadducees contended that the 7 weeks of the Omer should be counted beginning from the first day of the week, based upon Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16, which read, "And you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the rest day, from the day you bring the Omer as a wave offering, 7 weeks. They shall be complete. You shall count until the day after the 7th week, namely the 50th day, on which you shall bring a new meal offering to the Lord." Due to this literal reading, the Sadducees do not regard the festival of Shavuot as having any connection to Pesach. The Pharisees, on the other hand, had interpreted this passage as meaning that the counting of the Omer begins on the 2nd day of Pesach, thereby connecting Pesach and Shavuot. In regard to rituals at the temple in Jerusalem, the Sadducees held that the daily burnt offerings were to be offered by the high priest at his own expense, whereas the Pharisees contended that they were to be furnished as a national sacrifice at the cost of the temple treasury, into which taxes were paid. They held that the meal offering belonged to the priest's portion, whereas the Pharisees claimed it for the altar. They insisted on an especially high degree of purity in those who officiated at the preparation of the ashes of the red heifer. The Pharisees, by contrast, opposed such strictness. They declared that the kindling of the incense in the vessel with which the high priest entered the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur was to take place outside, so that he might be wrapped in smoke while meeting the Shekhinah within, according to Leviticus 16, verse 2. Whereas the Pharisees, denying the high priest the claim of such supernatural vision, insisted that the incense be kindled within. They opposed the popular festivity of the water libation and the procession preceding it on each night of Sukkot. They opposed the Pharisee assertion that the scrolls of the Torah have, like any holy vessel, the power to render ritually unclean the hands that touch them. They opposed the Pharisee idea of the Eruv, the merging of several private precincts into one in order to admit of the carrying of food and vessels from one house to another on Shabbat. In dating all civil documents, they used the phrase, after the high priest of the Most High, and they opposed the formula introduced by the Pharisee in divorce documents, according to the law of Moses in Israel. Whether the Sadducees were less strict in regard to the state of Nidah, and why they opposed the determination by the Pharisee of the appearance of the new moon, signaling the start of a new month, are not clear. It is certain, however, that in the time of the Tainanim, the real issues between the Sadducees and Pharisees were forgotten, and only scholastic controversies remained recorded. The Sadducees were placed by the Boeotians, who had maintained certain Sadducean traditions for the sake of opposition. It is apparent that they did not understand the historical principles upon which the Sadducees based their beliefs and practices. Josephus, in his work Jewish Antiquities, stated that the ruling members of the priesthood of later days were forced by public opinion to yield to the Pharisaic doctors of the law, who stood so much higher in the people's esteem. Over time, the Sadducees themselves adopted certain Pharisaic practices, such as tefillin. After the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash and the quasi-independent state of Israel, the Sadducees no longer had a reason to exist. They disappeared from history, but their views remain partly and were echoed by the Samaritans, with whom they are frequently identified, and by the Karaites. Thank you for listening to Sadducees. Shalom.